Hello, everyone, and welcome to Gearhead Paintball. Yeah, I am an idiot. I'm gonna go ahead and tell. I just said go ahead twice. Wow, that was weird. Anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and apologize to any fans I could possibly have after not recording for. I mean, months has it been? It's June, so it's here, April, May, June, for 3 months. Oh my gosh, I have not recorded for 3 months, and if anyone would like to beat me up, just give me a call and I'll see if I can arrange that. Wow, man, I am really a terrible person to do a podcast. Oh well, I've been so freaking busy, it's not even funny. Hope I don't get in trouble for saying freaking. Anyway. Okay, so, like, I have this friend. Oh, wait. Yeah, my sister couldn't be on the show today, Amanda, so I have no girl voice, just me, and sound effects, if I'm not too lazy to put those in. Okay, so like, today on the show, I'm going to talk about some stuff, and I'm just going to have to do with paintball, and hopefully you'll listen to me. It's probably going to be pretty boring, but it's life. Anyway, so, like, I got this friend named Jonathan, okay, and he has all these other friends that, like, play paintball. So, we had this humongous paintball game, and it was awesome. I just figured I would tell you that. That was, like, back in April, during our spring break. And, yeah, it was fun. We had played all these awesome games, Capture the Flag, Capture the Bunker, Capture anything else you could possibly find, Capture the Girl. No, I'm just kidding. We didn't play that. But it was very fun. Mailbox! Okay, I'm gonna go ahead. I need to tell you the table of contents. So, okay, I just talked about Jonathan Games, so we eliminate that. So first we're gonna talk about the mailbox, then it's gonna lead into our marker of the day, then that's going to... And the next mailbox is also gonna lead... Someone else talking from our mailbox segment is going to lead into other segments. Except for the newbie cache, we're gonna talk about paintballs yet again, and I'll tell you about the updates to my website. Check this is still recording, and it has been 2 minutes and 22 seconds, 23, 24, 25, okay. Mailbox, let me go here, go to my computer, wrong one, here it is. This email is from this dude named Connor. I'm not going to give you his email, because there are some terrible people out there, and I'm sure you're probably listening to me. Yeah, I bet nobody's listening to this. If nobody's listening to this podcast, then... I'm an idiot, but, okay. So, it says, this dude's named Connor, and he says, like I said in your guest book earlier, I really love the fact that you're trying to get another paintball podcast on iTunes. I have a suggestion. Why not do a show on the SP8 by Smart Parts? I've heard really good things about it, and I want to know the pros and cons, price ranges, upgrades available, etc., etc., blah, blah, blah. Also, also, review the Action Ghillie by Spec Ops. I've been looking at investing some money in a set of that. By the way, Gearhead could really use... never mind, I'll skip that. And that is going to talk about our marker of the day, which will be the SP8 by Smart Parts. This dude's a legend, by the way. He's the first person to email me. Yeah. If someone else emails me, I will mention your name. If that makes you feel famous, being on the podcast that never gets recorded. Yay! Okay. And our other email is for our apparel today, and it's from this dude named Miguel Olvera. I don't know how to say his last name. Sorry, dude. I can't pronounce your last name. Okay, you guys want something to do a show on? Do a comparison between the V-Force profile? Well, actually, you know what? I'm not doing that. Never mind. Forget about Miguel. I'll do this on the next show. Oops. Wish I could be a little more organized. Okay, so here's our marker today. It is... The Smart Part SPA! Dun 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 dun! I need a sound effect right there, but I'm broke. Let's see here. Okay, there's this nifty little website. Oh my gosh, what is it called? Wait a minute. I don't even know the website? Dude, I have not played paintball in forever. Oh my gosh, I'm retarded. Okay, there's this nifty little website. It's called pbreview.com. When I checked this back in April, on the 24th of April at exactly 8:25 p.m. That's when I put this. Oh, that was weird. I think I recorded that. Is it dead on sound? If it did. Yeah. Okay, so the The number of reviews at the time, it had 72 reviews, and average rating for 72 reviews, get this, is 9 out of 10. That is awesome, okay? Suggested retail price is $425. Although, the good people at Paintball Online has got it for $279. Oh, hi. Yeah, Game and Reach. Comes with three different colors, Jungle Green, Night Ops Black, and Urban Gray. And Urban Gray is kind of dumb looking. Let's see here. It features 17 balls per second. Semi-auto rate of fire with 3-shot burst, full auto, and a rebound firing mode, which I imagine is something like a response trigger or something like that. Okay, it says, I'm gonna read you some of the specs off of this baby. Okay, the length with a stock barrel is 21 inches. Weight marker only is 4 pounds and 4 ounces. You add paintballs and it's heavy. It's electro-pneumatic. Probably means just electronic. Operating pressure, 180 PSI, blah, blah, gas source, of course, HVA or CO2. It has anti-chop system. All the spiders have those, and that's kind of nice, even though it doesn't work half the time. Let's be a little more positive here, Corey. This is a great gun, dude, okay? This is, like, an awesome. It's kind of expensive. Well, no, it's not expensive, but I'm just a kid. I'm broke. It's expensive to me. It's probably expensive to you. $300 is expensive to you, then, yeah. Okay, it has a couple different settings. I don't know how many are off the top of my head, but it has semi-auto. That's one. Rebound, I think is response. I think rebound means response trigger. It has 3-round bursts. It has full automatic, and it has the heck rate of fire. Oh, never mind. I'm retarded. Battery life. What the heck? Battery type. It takes a 9-volt battery. Includes ASA, ASA mounts, all bots. Has smart parts, Daryl Fred. Wow, shocker. Okay, let me read you some more cool things. It has the typical accuracy and range that you would expect from smart parts. Everybody knows about the smart parts Ion. That babies is a piece of glory. One of the greatest guns ever made. I have 3 of them. Not really. I don't have any of them. But they're awesome guns. I've played with them all the time. Let's see here. Okay, let me read you some of the prices on this baby. Actually, I'll tell you some of the pros and cons first. Some pros and cons. Okay, some pros. Okay. It's incredibly, incredibly accurate. That is a major pro, okay? And it, it's really, 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 really quiet, okay? I mean, dude, you could, like, shoot this thing at your girlfriend. She'd have no idea where the heck it came from. Don't do that, though, because, yeah, that's not fun. Believe me, okay? That's another pro of this thing. Okay, what do you call that? I'm retarded. Man, I have not played paintball in forever. Let's see here. Where is this thing at? Something off to the right. You know what? I'm just gonna explain what this little piece is. You know that little tube that you stick your hopper on that comes out of the gun? Yeah, what the heck is that called? I forgot. Yeah. That's why I need someone else to do this podcast with me that has any idea about paintball. Okay. That little tube thing that your hopper sits on is off to the right so you can see down the sight, although that doesn't really matter because when you got a mask on, you can't really see anything. Anyway, so that's a pro, I guess. Another pro is that you're, actually, that's kind of it. No. Here's a pro. This thing looks awesome, okay? It looks like something you'd see in, like, a futuristic movie, dude. Like Star Wars or something. I mean, it's awesome looking, okay? Luke Skywalker could carry around this thing and, like, destroy Darth Vader with it, or the Emperor. I mean, this thing is awesome, okay? Star Wars nerd, by the way. And it's only $275. That's stock everything. All it comes with is tools, in other words. But that's on Paintball Online, and they have some cool upgrades. One of them is called the Smart Parts SB8 Complete Kit. Look that up. It's $389. It comes with the SP-8 stealth barrel and the adjustable stock, and those look awesome together. There's also another upgrade that you can get. If you was to combine the two somehow, I don't know if it's possible or not, they look awesome, because one has this... Okay, this next one, it says, Smart Parts SP-8 Close Quarters Paintball Marker Kit. That's a mouthful. It's $375, a little cheaper, but it doesn't come with the stealth barrel. It has this, like, grip thing on the front that's a little different in a laser sight, but it looks awesome. Okay, laser pressure switch. Yeah, it's a laser sight. Okay, that's talking about the laser. Okay, let's move on to our next segment. I hope that answers any questions you have. If it doesn't, email me, and I will answer you the best I can. Like I said, I haven't really read my notes in a while. I wrote them in April. I am retarded. Let's move on to the apparel section. Today, I'm going to talk about, Connor said in the email, the Special Ops Action Ghillie. Okay. This is strictly Special Ops, okay? You can't find these things anywhere else unless you buy other than Special Ops brand. Well, that was a stupid thing to say. Okay, Special Ops brand is the best to buy. Well, actually, I'm not going to say that because I could get in trouble, but, it might not be the best to buy, but it is definitely in the top three. Yeah, definitely top three. It's still not, let me just put it this way. I don't know anyone else that doesn't have... Okay, I don't know anyone that has a ghillie that they use for paintball that they did not buy from Special Ops. There you go. So, if you know somebody else that has it, you know about somebody else that sells these dumb things. Actually, they're not dumb. They're actually really cool. Then, you know what? I'm just going to stop talking right now. Okay. These things are awesome. And they sell them on SpecialOps.com. SpecialOpsPaintball.com. You can buy the entire kit for $149.95, and that does not include the hood kit, which you definitely have to buy, and it does not include the glove kit that you also have to buy. But, it has this mesh thing they call base layer, and it's like ultra breathable, okay? This thing breathes like your mom at Six Flags. Okay, I don't know. Just forget I said that. Okay, that's basically all I could find on the Action Ghillie. That sounds like crap, but that's all I could find. Close the door, please. Close the door. Thank you, Mother. Close the door! Close the door! That was my mother. I'm just kidding. That was my annoying sister. Okay, I'm not done for the podcast. By the way! Wait a minute. So, what time is it now? 13 minutes and 7 seconds. Okay. Let me see. I guess I can move on to the newbie cache. Hope that answers your question about your action ghillie. These are pretty fun. Somebody came to Jonathan's paintball party that had it. That was really fun. Okay, let me talk about some paintballs from the newbie cache. Newbie cache! That was a cheap imitation of a sound clip for you. Okay, let me just go ahead and tell you. Paintballs are a pain in the butt when it comes to paintball, okay? Man, that sounds retarded. Paintballs are a pain in the butt in paintball. Okay, you can get paintballs at sporting goods stores and, I can't believe I'm saying this on a podcast for paintball, okay? If any of you guys don't know where to buy paintball, or any of you guys don't know where to buy paintballs, and you're listening to a paintball podcast... Actually, that's not very stupid. You can get paintballs at any sporting goods store, basically, and you can get them at Walmart. They have a sporting goods section. Somebody told me Home Depot had them one, but no, they didn't. No, I'm just kidding. Walmart has them, and they carry $30 and up paintballs. They have, like, Monster Ball, Impact. I kind of like Impact, by the way. Let's see here. They have... But you really kind of want to look for $40 to $50 paintballs. That's usually the price of how much good paintballs cost. Yeah. Okay. But the way to test if your paintballs are crap or awesome, this is what you do. You get 10 paint... Actually, I need to go ahead and tell you where I got this from. I got this from another paintball podcast I listen to for advice, and it's Target Paintball Online. They're great guys, but they had to quit doing their podcast because one of the members moved away, so now they're like living their lives without a paintball podcast, which is cool because I just did that for the last 3 months. But I got this from them, and they got it from somebody else, so if you want to know the direct source, then listen to the podcast. It's like 8th episode or something like that. Okay, this is what you do. You take 10 paintballs, and you get on concrete. You drop one paintball from about 6 feet. You drop it on the ground and let it bounce, and then you catch it, and let it bounce once. Then you drop it again, and let it bounce once, and you catch it. Then you do it again, and you do it again until the paintball breaks. Write down the number of times you dropped it before it burst. Okay? You do this with all 10 paintballs, writing the number of drops each time. Okay, throw out the lowest number, throw out the highest number, and then take the average of the 8. Of the 8. Take the average of all 8 paintballs, excluding the lowest and highest. In other words, you take 10 paintballs, drop one till it breaks. Or drop them all till they break. Yeah, have fun. Okay, 1 to 2 bounces. This is how you tell if it's good or not. 1 or 2 bounces before it broke. It's crap. It's super fragile. It's considered tournament paint. I don't know. Forget it. I got that from that podcast too. I don't know. Forget it. I didn't say that. 3 to 4 bounces, it's fragile. It's considered fragile tournament paint. At least that's what them Target paintball people say. But it breaks on people, and it also breaks inside the gun. Okay, so it's kind of crap too. 4 to 6 bounces is good all around paint. Buy this type of paint. That's what Impact is. It's good all around paint, and it's at Walmart. For $40, buy it, or $35, I don't know how much it costs, I hadn't bought paintballs in a while. 6+ bounces is too freaking hard, don't buy that, that's crap. It's like shooting concrete, don't do that. Okay, this is what you do with paintballs, this is how you store them. Some people, some very dumb people, okay, they tell you, oh, I don't know, just store your paintballs in your freezer. Don't do that. Do not store paintballs in a freezer. Okay, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Why? It keeps them dry through inside their bag. What does a freezer have in it? A freezer has ice in it. Ice is made up of water. Water is made up of moisture. Moisture gets inside your paintball bags. You're screwed. You're screwed, screwed, screwed. Okay, do not. I repeat, do not. Put your paintballs in your freezer. Okay? Especially if you've opened the bag. You absolutely have to be a retard to do that, but just saying. What you do with paintballs is that you leave them inside their bags until you decide to use them. And you keep them at room temperature in your garage. No, I'm just kidding. Don't put them in your garage. Stick them in your mother's closet. Okay, don't put them in your mom's closet because she might not live in the same house as you. Put them somewhere in room temperature where they'll stay the same temperature all the time. Somewhere in between, 70 and 73 degrees. 76 degrees. I don't know, comfortable temperature. Whatever you are. Whatever you think is comfortable temperature. Okay, but if you put them in the freezer, it makes them last longer because moisture gets inside the bag and ruins them because that's what I just said. But if they're in a very dry place, it's bad to you. So if you live in, like, Arizona in the middle of the desert, and you don't have electricity, you don't have a freezer, you don't have anything cool, why would you need a freezer? I just want not to put them in a freezer. Okay, but if you don't have anything that's room temperature because you live in somewhere that's really, really, really hot, like the desert in Arizona, then it sounds crazy. But you put a cup of water in the same box as the paintballs in all their bags. You don't take them out of their bags. You just stick a cup of water in the box. It sounds crazy, but it works. Don't put them in the freezer, please. I beg of you. You will be discouraging everything I've told you. You'll be a disgrace. Okay, let me move on. Let me move up to updates to my website. This is kind of obvious if you haven't seen this yet. But, okay, my website is www. Why do they have the W's? Okay, I'll get on that in a minute. It's www.gearheadpaintball.webs.com. Get that? I think it's a Google now, baby. Cha-ching. Yeah, type in Gearhead Paintball. Oh, dude, I got a YouTube video too. Check out my stupid YouTube video and you can see what I look like. Because all you ever do is hear my voice. I could do a video podcast sometime soon. I should do that. I don't know if my podcast people will let me do it though. Dun 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 dun. Okay, anyway. So, like, what was I talking about? My website. Man, I have like ADD or something. Okay, here we go. Okay, I got this little questionnaire thing that you should fill out. I forget what it's called, but yeah, I made my own website and I haven't even been to it in 3 months. Okay, I have these few questions. You enter your name. Oh, actually, wait a minute. Let me scroll down and see what this says. My website doesn't say anything. Okay, you enter your name. I say, do you like my podcast? You say, do you like my website? Which you probably don't, or my podcast, or my website. And you can say, what do you like or dislike about the show? Any suggestions? Name something you'd like to see a show on. Amen. That's basically all I have for my show. Again, I'm sorry my sister could not be on the show with me today, but she got mad and quit. Why did she do that? Hey, Amanda! Why did you quit my podcast? Oh, you didn't? So why? I didn't fire you. So why did you not record? Well, I'm still recording. Never mind. Okay, so this is the end of the podcast today, and I'll find out why my sister did not record with me today, and I will get back with you. Shh, go away. Then I will get back with you, and that's basically it. And I need to get some music in here, and it's probably from some website that I'll mention later. And okay, like. Thanks for listening. If I have any fans left, you guys rock. Goodbye.
The music in this podcast was—I can't even talk. The music in this podcast was provided by DJ Top Shelf from the PodSafe Music Network.